always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and I'm excited. Today I'm actually joined in studio with Farron and DJ Kingdom 7. We're going to get it in. Today we're going to talk about her career being a musician. So we were talking earlier and she was telling me a little bit about how she grew up and didn't even listen to any gospel music at all. And I was like, wow, you know, she went to a certain church and they were strong against doing or listening to Christian music. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But we also going to talk about selective Christianity. People picking and choosing scriptures and saying this one can go and this one's a no. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we're rightly dividing the word of truth, man. And I'm excited today. What I want to say to everybody that's out there, first of all, Merry Christmas. We pray that you guys have a safe time. Enjoy spending time with your family, man. If you didn't go buy gifts, do not feel bad because you ain't the only one. You know, so we just chilling. Just excited about what God is doing. Continually check out our website, yada.king.com. There's a lot more interviews coming. Even go check out the archives. There's a lot of good interviews, man. I'm going to tell y'all, we had Michelle Bonilla on the show not too long ago. She really brought the word, you know what I'm saying? She shared her testimony. She shared what God was doing in her life. And we want you guys to go check that out. And just be excited about what God is doing. We also just want to keep you informed for everybody that's trying to figure out how can I get the podcast? How can I get your guys' show? We have it on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod. If you search yada.king in the App Store, as well as the Android stores, you know what I'm saying? So search that, get that on your phone. That's the best way to keep in touch. That's the best way to get the episodes as soon as they come out. It's the easiest way to get them. You don't have to download them. You can actually just stream them right where you're at. So we're excited about that. And man, I'm gonna play some Christmas music today. And I'm gonna keep it R&B. I told Farron, I said, look, yes. you know, we predominantly play hip hop music. And I was like, man, we're gonna switch it up today. The most of the songs that we play are going to be R&B, man. And this is the first song that I'm going to run to. I got it off thesouth.com. Shout out to the South. Thanks again for all the love y'all showing us. This song is called This Christmas by R. Swift, Peculiar Image, here on Yada.King Radio. Let's check that song out.
Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town in you. This Christmas, fire inside is blazing bright.
What a gift this Christmas, it's bliss this Christmas. Hugs and kisses for the kids and the missus. Sipping eggnog and listening to our favorite songs and celebrating the fact that we made it through a long year and at the same time a blessed one. Nevertheless, I look forward to the next one. But for now, we gon' live inside the moment, raising our glass in dedication to the one who owns it. Cause we don't take it for granted when we looking at the bigger picture painted on the canvas. Presents are cool, but the gift is in the reasoning. So let it be about more than just a season. This Christmas,
yeah.
Merry Christmas from the Rhyme Council, Peculiar Image, Trey Nation, and Just Advocate to you and yours. That's right.
To you
with yours. Take it with yours. Take it with yours. Take it with yours. Merry Christmas. And many more, y'all. Peace out. Yeah.
Y'all of the King Radio.
Less fortunate than me. There's so many people on the streets without a family and have nothing to eat. Everybody wanna get a little something around this time of year, but everybody need to give a little something, spread the Christmas cheer.
Find someone, tell them you love them. Love is free, it costs nothing. To tell them I love you, I love you. Tell them I love you, I love you. This Christmas, hey, there's somebody out there that don't have no money, hey, working two or three jobs and you still have.
Dre Senior, the maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think of
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after
I get
M.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way. and Breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like Ready for Whatever. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
OneWMusic.com. Breakthrough. Get yours today.
Yo, that was Shay Atkins. Song is called Spread the Love, and it's Christmas. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to spread the love. Speaking of love, we have somebody that's in love with God. Her name is Farron. And this is the point in the show where we started off like this on purpose so people can get a little bit of a glimpse of your story. We want you to share how God changed your life.
All right. Well, my story, I grew up Tacoma, Washington. And I'm a child, a foster adopted child. And I have some other siblings, some half siblings that I wasn't able to grow up with. But starting off, I was born to a mother who suffers from schizophrenia. They call it paranoid schizophrenia. Mm. And during her stay in an institution here in Washington State, she was raped. And I was conceived from that rape. Wow. I was taken from her at the age of 6 months, and I kind of bounced around in foster care. And by the time I was 8 years old, I came to a family, an older couple. They were probably in their mid-50s or so, very Southern-born. My adopted mom was from Cecil, Georgia, and my adopted father was from Vicksburg, Mississippi. So very, very old-school country. We had chickens in the backyard, turkeys, rabbits, you know, that whole thing. But coming into that family and being raised a child, Church of Christ, you know, I didn't really know about my identity and what it all entailed when I was young. My adopted mom was very protective of that. She was definitely trying to sow some different seeds into me that spoke of overcoming and being able to be all that God called me to be. I did go through some things though while I was in foster care. I was molested, and my sister and I were, and you know, there were times where we tried to tell and talk about it, but you know, it's a very, very hush type of circumstance that happens. And so sometimes it gets kind of swept under the carpet, and you don't deal with it or are not allowed to really face it and push through it. So I really had some challenges growing up, just in the identity piece. First of all, trying to figure out who am I, where I belong, who do I belong to, all of that. But I really, the type of person I am, I'm very driven. And so whatever I am passionate about or what I'm good at, I pour myself into that. Mm. And so my adopted parents saw that I, you know, was very athletic type individual. And so I grew up just a great athlete. A lot of people know me in Tacoma as, you know, AAA state triple jump champ. You know, went to UW on a full ride scholarship, you know. But when you don't deal with issues that, you know, that you had in the past, you know, we all know that those things do come back up, you know. And at some point in your life, you have to deal with them. And as I began to come out of my late teens and becoming early, you know, young adult, becoming a woman, there were some things that began to just come up, you know, that I know that in my life, without dealing with them, I would not be the woman that I am today. So that's kind of the background and bringing you up to, you know, where the book comes in and just talking a little bit more about, you know, what my view of redemption is and how God has been able to really help me overcome.
Yeah. So was there a point in your life where somebody, you know, who was planting these seeds? Was it your foster parents? Or who really planted godly seeds in your life?
I would say it was my foster parents. I mean, that was the only influence that I had. Now, my adopted father worked a lot, and so he was very rarely in the home. Mm-hmm. So he worked on the pipeline. So he would leave for the summer and come back during the winter months and then, you know, do some other constructive work. And so most of my influence came from my adopted mom. Who made sure, you know, that she, you know, I wasn't the only adopted child in the home.
Yeah.
She kept a lot of adopted child. She couldn't have children of her own. Mm-hmm. And so this was her way of being able to, you know, sow into someone's life. Not perfect, not a perfect woman. I know she loved God, you know, and we, you know, all have different walks and relationships with Christ, you know, and but she is the one who really saw different talents and gifts in me and would just really push and encourage me to move toward them.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. You had talked about just growing up and the things that you were excited about, the gifts that you had, you poured in. What would you tell somebody that's saying, hey, I don't know what I want to be in life. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. How would you explain to them how they could pour into something that they already really do have inside of them?
You know, one of the things that I learned from my mom is, you know, first of all, you have to look at what you're naturally gifted in. There are certain things that you just do that you would do for free. It just comes with ease, you know, whether it's talking with people, whether it's being an encourager, whether it's being a listener. Not everybody has to sing or play an instrument or be an MC or be a lawyer or be a doctor. You know, there are so many different types of gifts and talents that God places in all of us. And so, you know, for that person that's listening and wondering, well, I don't know if I have that. I don't know if I can sing. It doesn't have to be singing. It could be whatever it is that your heart is passionate about, whatever comes naturally. You know, talk to people that know you, that are in your circle, and just, you know, ask them questions. You know, what's easy for me? You know, and normally if you have friends that are keeping real with you, they'll let you know, hey, you like to talk. You know,
can I keep it real?
Yeah, exactly. And so I would just say, for that person to start there, what is it that you just naturally would do? You wouldn't even want to get paid to do it because it's something that you so passionately are interested in and love to do. So
and I would say this too, that doesn't just go for kids growing up. Right. I mean, we see a lot of adults growing up in DJ Kingdom 7. I'm gonna have you plug, you know, the conference that you guys actually just recently did. That it got me amped. I'm still up at night reading books, you know what I'm saying, at 2 a.m. because Brother Will told me to do that, you know. But tell them a little bit about that.
Well, it was, we had a conference. It was called Stir Up the Gift. And basically, it was like when business meets ministry. Mm-hmm. And we did it at Pacific Lutheran University. And we had a special guest, Dr. Will Moreland, fly in and speak to everybody about business and destiny. And then right after that, we had a concert with featured artists, as well as yourself. It was on there, and Frog, and Willie Will, Farron, and another artist of mine that's on the label, Joyce Dotson.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing night. It was a lot of gold nuggets that were brought forth to the table and really made people analyze where they are in their life and their destiny.
That's right. So we ain't the only ones that, you know, our children are not the only ones that have to figure out their destiny. Some of us got to break the mold and find out what God really has for us, man. And we're going to go to this song, Farron. We got this song called Crazy Praise.
Yeah.
Tell them about it. Tell them who's featured on the song.
Okay, I'm
Tell
featuring them. Willie Will. I love Willie Will, so I know Willie Will's been on here. He's had to have.
Yeah, he's been on here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so just love that brother. That man is on fire for God, and I asked him if he'd be interested in doing a collab with me, and he was like, for sure, let's do it. So we dropped this at Undercast Studios out in Shoreline, and I love it. It's just, you know, everybody has a different type of praise. Everybody doesn't have to look the same, and that's what I'm talking about. So check it.
And you actually posted something on Facebook today talking about sometimes the only reach that you can do is reach up, and you can reach up with your praise and your worship, man. So look, don't go nowhere. We got this song from Farron featuring Willie Will called Crazy Praise. And you know where you at. You at Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in right now.
Yeah, this is Farron. I'm here to show you how I pray. How we get it down. I like my praise
on the tempo
with an 808
and a little flow.
It might not sound like yours, but that's okay. If it's spirit true,
you'll have it way.
I might lift my hands,
or maybe not,
but it doesn't mean
my praise stop.
If I'm jumping, moving side to side,
I'ma do what I do.
Let my praise rise.
Give God some praise right now. Give God some praise.
Give God some praise.
Give God some praise right now. Show me how you praise His name.
Ooh, yeah.
Give God some praise right now. Give God some crazy praise. Give God some praise right now. Show me how you praise His name.
Believe it.
go ahead. Give God some praise.
Give God some praise right now. Give God some praise.
Give God some praise.
Give God some praise right now. Show me how you praise.
Give God some praise.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
save us and take away the curse.
Oh, our Lord and Savior in heaven up above.
Yo, that song was Christmas Time by Chris Searcy featuring Trey Harris. Remember, it's all about Christ, y'all. Let's spread the love. Let's make sure we get it in with the family. We're going to talk about Farron. First of all, I'm going to say this. You, not only are you an artist, you're an author, you're a mother, you're a wife. This is what I want to ask you. How in the world do you balance all of this?
It's not easy, you know, and there are days where I fail miserably. Yeah. You know, I suck sometimes. I really do. But thank God for his faithfulness and his goodness. And thank God, again, I have, you know, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, and a lot of my friends know, but my mother-in-law has been in my life since the time me and my husband have been, you know, even before we got married. And she was the one who has really helped me balance my home life. By making sure that I'm doing the things I need to do for my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the things I need to do. You know, she'd be that person in my ear, be like, look at here. Now look, come on home, sit down somewhere, be still, you're doing too much, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was my husband as well. He's like, I'm telling you, you're gonna burn out. You can't be everywhere for everybody all the time. You gotta figure out how you're gonna bring balance to that. And so, you know, it's always good to have that family that's keep it real. They will tell you like
this. Can I keep it real?
Because, you know, I love to serve and I'm a committed individual, you know, but even within the last year, I had to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not available. You know, this is more important. I got teenagers. They're all involved in sports. They want me there. They want me, you know, so I have to learn how to do all of those things and be there for them and still be able to pour into the passion and the gifts and talent that God has given me. So, you know, I don't have a rhyme or reason. I just know, you know, God's grace is sufficient, you know, but he also tells us to use wisdom too. You know? And so, you know, again, I don't always, you know, I miss the mark sometimes, you know, so I don't want to sit up here and, you know, have people thinking that I'm just, you know, superwoman, because I'm not. You know, I desire to be, you know, but I'll never be that, you know, and I know that God doesn't call me to just be the perfect person, you know, he just wants me to just continue to get better. And so I just, you know, as my kids have gotten older, I've learned that I can put a little bit more on my plate than when they were younger, you know.
Yeah.
And so I've just learned how to balance it that way.
So you kind of had to wait your turn with the kids.
I had to wait my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome,
and
man.
And that wasn't always easy because I can get impatient. You know how artists are. You know how we are.
Yeah.
We want it done now, you know. And so it's just learning how to really get that under control.
Now, you talked a little bit about, you know, you being basically a all-star athlete out here.
Yes.
Got a full ride to the UW.
Yes.
Man, that's awesome. Now, is your children involved in the sports? Did they take that from their husband's side? Was he not into sports or
I mean,
what?
He into sports mentally.
Yeah.
You cannot tell him he can't play football, you know, but in his mind. But I have, you know, I thought I had my youngest girl. I put her in the track and she just was like, wah, wah, wah. Like the next day she's crawling on the ground. So I'm like, she's not a track star.
Yeah.
You know, but I, you know, I have one of them is a cheerleader. I was a cheerleader. My son plays AAU, which is year-round basketball. Mm-hmm. And then I had another one of my daughters was on the drill team, you know, but so they're not like your... They're not a track.
Hold up, I wasn't keeping count. How many children do you have?
I have four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
three girls and a boy. In their way, they're athletic, you know, in a sense. But you know, I would say if anything, it would be my son who seems to put the most energy into you know, basketball and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's good. Just seeing how it kind of was passed on to the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, an AAU team. I remember playing AAU when I was younger. when I was a lot lighter, you know, could run up and down. Right. I mean, like, that's all I did. We actually had a, at one time, we played on a basketball team. It was just five players. We played the whole game. Yes. And it was weak because we would lose every game by like 2 or 3 points.
Aww,
you know,
bad.
And I was the kind of person where if I lost, I would be upset. I wouldn't talk to nobody. You know, I was like, man, you know, and my parents was like, hey, you can't do that,
yes,
son.
Right.
You know, but that's what's up. I got a lot of my basketball from my mom. Even when I played football, I got that from my dad. So
okay. It's
awesome. My mom was an all-star athlete. You look her name up in the newspapers today. She's still one of the greatest basketball players in Seattle, Washington. So that's what's up, mom. Shout out to my mom and my dad. Check them out at newcreationwa.org. That's our church. They're the head pastors. But, man, we're excited about what we're doing right now with Farron. We're talking about your album, Life Changing Music.
Yes.
Now, I know this wasn't your first album. Mm-mm. You know, you talked about starting your music career about 8 years ago. Now, what got you started to say, hey, I want to be a Christian artist?
Actually, I was going to a church, and Anson Dawkins just happened to be the music minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, I'm a lower tone type singer, those of you who know me, you know, and so, but my voice didn't always fall in those lower tones, you know,
yeah.
So I had stopped singing because I thought, you know, hey, I had kids and, you know, maybe my hormones changed my voice or something, and maybe this is not for me, so that's why I never really tried to push it or pursue it, because I felt like there was such this change hormonally in me, and Anson was like, no, Your voice is unique, it's strong. You know, you just need to figure out how to use it, you know. And so I started kind of singing, you know, with the choir, and then he put me on the praise team, trying to get me used to, you know, singing in front of people and, you know, whatever. And, you know, and then he connected me to Derek Clark.
Okay.
And also connected with a cat, he's not here now, but his name was Junie. Calvin Gary. I think he lives in LA now.
Okay.
But they helped me put together my first demo. Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing when I did that demo.
You couldn't tell me nothing.
I was on top of the world. I was ready to go. I was like, what? I'm finna win me a Dove Award, you know?
Yeah.
And God was like, you ain't ready, girl. You ain't ready. You need to deal with this. And so they gave me a glimpse of what I could do, you know, with the writing gift. But God was like, it's not time yet, you know, and so I had to kind of, you know, pull it back in, you know, kind of re-figure out what I needed to do. And at the time, we were looking for a new church home, and my mother-in-law started going to a church, and it was Christian Faith Center, so shout out to Christian Faith Center, my church, KC Windy Tree, woo!
Yes.
And so what happened is I actually started going to Christian Faith Center. Now, that's totally the opposite of music that I don't listen to rock music.
Yeah.
You know, but it was something about the worship that drew me into that church.
Mm.
And God was like, I need to teach you how to worship.
Yeah.
You was just performing. You
right.
know, and if you're going to do music for me, you got to feel what you say. You got to know what you say. And you got to be passionate about what you say. And so when I got to Christian Faith Center, I learned how to worship. It totally took me in a different direction. Musically and the way I write and all of that. And so I just got underneath that ministry and just served, you know, and sing on the praise team there, you know, and when God said it was time for me to start really now re-entering into the music, the right way now, you know, with the right heart, you know, and now I can stand up and proclaim and worship in spirit and in truth, which is not what I was doing before.
Yeah.
It just changed the whole aspect of it, and I'm so glad, you know, that God didn't, you know, he delayed. I wouldn't say that he stopped, because his plan is still going to come to pass, but there was some delay because of maturity for me, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready yet, and so now, I mean, just the opportunities that are open up just for waiting on God and going when he said go.
Now let me ask you this: how important, since you're talking about it a little bit as you're speaking, how important is it to be really connected to hearing God's voice as a Christian artist and saying, okay, let me listen to what God has for me right now?
It is so important, because everything that looks good don't mean it's God.
Mm.
And there's been so many opportunities that have been presented to me, and it looked good, and it looked like it would have been great move, yeah, a great whatever, and it would, God would, or Holy Spirit would always just give me something. No, you need to pray about that a little more.
Yeah.
Or he would send someone across my pathway that would speak into my life, or would be like my husband, who's, mm-hmm, you know, we call each other's Holy Spirit sometimes, because you know, sometimes I can't always see or discern.
You're supposed to have that connection.
You know, you're supposed, yeah, to have that connection. And so there were things where he was like, I don't know, something about that is just not, that's not, I'm not sure if that's the right direction. Every time it'd be right on point, you know. Mm. And so that is so important, to really hear the leading of the Holy Spirit, because he's going to tell you when to go, when to stop, when to turn right, when to turn left. And you don't, that doesn't just happen, you know, you have to grow in that. I mean, you grow by reading God's word and staying in his word and being prayerful,
yeah,
or else you're not going to know his voice, you know, when it is speaking. So that, yeah, is so critical right now.
It's critical to make sure you hear God's voice so you can be ready. We're going to go to your song. Are you ready? You know what I'm saying? By Farron. Tell him a little bit about this. You said it was produced by Jay Bellamy.
Yes.
Shout out to him. He's won a couple of awards from the ITM Live for the best producer.
Yes.
And man, I'm feeling this track. So yes, Tell him a little bit about it.
Gosh, he had the track, and we co-wrote that.
Okay.
And started writing it just together. You know, we just came up with that hook. It just had that kind of hook that was just like, well, we need to declare something.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of them songs that's declaring, like, okay, you ready to lay it down? Yeah, I'm ready to lay it down. You know, and so we just got to writing that, and here's what happened.
You know, so check this out on Yada That King Radio. Are you ready?
Didn't know how to let go. Always had to have control. Till he told me to lay it all down. Are you ready? Yeah. To be all in my arms. Are you ready? Yeah. To answer my call. Are you ready? Ooh. To do just what I say. And I turn. Yeah, if you say come, I will follow. If you say pass, I'll be sleep. Nevertheless, that you win, speak to me. Yeah, I'll lay it down. I'm ready to free fall in your arms.
Never thought I'd letting go.
Never thought I'd letting it go.
Be so free. Ain't it funny how change comes? The old fades and makes a room for. Wanna run no more. I don't want.
Yeah, y'all, this is Lee Sun from Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
I lay prostrate, I pray for a clean start. Tears down my face, I pray that I see God. And it seems odd, cause I've been in this place before. But with a clean heart, I can put on my naked clothes. Lord, make it so, take me out the danger zone. Give me the heart of David, so your presence I can make it known. I'm patient, yo, but please don't delay it though. Cause I really wanna be considered a savior clone. Not just for a moment, but for the duration. See, I'm with it, if you with it, let's form a relationship and soar through the nations, the world's atmosphere. Yeah, I was lost for a minute, but now that it's clear, I think that we should travel here, there, and everywhere. Cause I've returned to you whole and my heart is clear. Let's get the forward motion now that my heart is open. God, your voice is speaking through me and my heart is spoken.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Gather round now. Yeah. Now Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to stay relevant, but he does in his movies. Tell me, is that any different? Without a clean heart, can't help from being a hypocrite. Behavior I hate in others, I do the same silliness. Tell me what's the benefit of winning an argument with my spouse? Some argument, it's ready to call it quits. There's only so much a person can take. Only worse in the state of my marriage when I'm not willing to carry her weight. Refusing to bear the burden for the sake of my wife. Say she hurting, but I keep saying she wrong and I'm right. Being right never changed nobody's heart in the past. And if it did, it wasn't something that lasted. Trust me, 10 years in the pen won't cure any men. Neither will Betty Ford clinics cure you from sin. Sex rehab can't cure what's within. Only the God that I serve is a worthy heart surgeon.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Me a clean heart, because right now my heart feels so dark. What's the difference between me and those outside the ark? Who got judged with the flood, hide the charts? Because there is no contrast. Yes, I'm a con man. I'm quick to anger. I wish I was a con man, but I'm not. Patience thin, which is why I end up a patient from sin. I need treatment, had too many treats. Good for the moment, now I'm seeking relief from the pain, from the change. Now my heart is disdain, conquered by shame. What I feel and what I know, two different things. Feelings lead to death, but his word sustains. A life of peace, so clean my spirit that I may reverence you beyond the lyrics.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
We define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California
love. West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel.
his videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yeah, that song was Lee Sun featuring Chosen and K-Drama. The song is called Clean Heart. We want to make sure our hearts is clean, man. And we're going to talk about this book that we have right here in front of us, Farron, A View of Redemption. And it's her story. We just want to talk about it. First of all, why should somebody go get this book?
Well, I believe that people can be saved through testimony.
Mm.
And I just don't believe that just because of what God's word says it to. And a lot of times we try to reach people and we've never gone through anything. And I think the more relatable we are to the world, letting them know that we bleed, we hurt, we go through challenges, we know what it's like to have plenty, we know what it's like to not have lights on, you know. When you are able to bring some real to a person who is hurting, I believe that they can hear you a little bit better because they know that you've been there or you've had an experience.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the reasons why I wrote that book. And those who know me know I'm a very private person when it comes to certain things, especially when it comes to my family.
Yeah.
When it comes to very deep issues that, you know, I'm still trying to process and get healing from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get caught up in, I need to get all right first before I share. You know, I need to be, you know, completely through what I'm going through before I share, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to be, you know, to take off that mask of trying to I guess you could say just front, you know, being somebody that I'm not, you know. And I hid behind many masks to cover hurt and to cover pain and to try to block people out so that I would not get hurt. And I ended up getting hurt even more because of that.
Yeah.
And so this book, it just talks about, you know, from beginning to end, you know, birth, me being born to a mother who's mentally ill, you know, who, you know, the doctors say was insane, you know, and then, you know, going through very, very challenging times, you know.
Yeah.
And how without, you know, God puts people along the pathway and journey of life that if they were have not have been there, you know, the situation could have been different or the outcome could have been different, you know. But again, God has a plan. And so I just kind of share tidbits of a view of times and places and circumstances that God has brought me through. That I know that people will relate to, you know. And you can look at me today and be like, wow, she's a mother of four, she's been married, and oh, this is why she's got it all together. Trust me, I did not have it all together and still working on it, you know.
That's what happens when God gets a hold of you. It looks good, you know.
Yeah.
Praise God.
So, and so that book, the book just talks a little bit about that, you know. And each, if you're a fan of my music, if you pick up the CD, you'll see that I intertwine some of my lyrics of my music, because when I write from life.
Yeah.
You know, I write from what's coming out of my heart and what I've gone through. And so you'll see that I married the two, you know, my music and my writing in the book. And it's how I was able to, you know, process through things, you know, as I continue to reach for God's best in my life. You know?
Wow.
You know, I haven't overcome all of it, you know, but I'm in process. And I think as long as we are working out our own salvation with God, you know, we have a desire to do that, and it's always a win-win situation. And so I just want to make sure that people are empowered. I believe people will be empowered and inspired and encouraged. I believe they'll laugh. I believe that they'll cry. You know, I believe that they'll be touched. I believe that they'll relate to something, you know, foster kids or being adopted or you know, being molested or being a victim of rape or just, you know, emotional issues that keep you in bondage, you know, until you learn how to surrender to Christ. And just walking through what it took for me to be able to surrender a lot of hurt and allow God to rise me up out of it. So it's a view of redemption, and I'm sure there'll be many more books to come after that, because God is constantly giving me views of how I can be better, who I can touch, and what I need to do, and what the next season of life is for me.
Yeah, and she also had Dr. Wendy Treat, which is Casey Treat's wife, but also pastor.
Yeah.
This is what she had to say about the book, so go check this out. She said, Farron has become a strong, godly woman who faithfully serves all people with passion and conviction. I believe this book will be a turning point for many hurting people. And man, we want you to go check that book out. How can they find this book? Okay. Where can they go? Where can they pick it up? Is it on iTunes? Where is it at?
Okay, so where you can find the book, the website is www.hunterheartpublishing.com. And for those who don't know, DJ Kingdom 7 is married to a phenomenal woman by the name of Deborah Hunter, who is an author herself and also owns her own publishing company. And I had no idea that she was interested in wanting to even publish a book. She just approached me one day and she was like, you know, I would love to have the opportunity to, you know, help you write your story.
Yeah.
And so she kind of walked me through, you know, the steps on how to write a book. I'm already a writer, but she helped me organize my thoughts and gave me an outline to go by. And so you can purchase the book off of her website. You could also go to Christian Faith Center. It's in the Christian Faith Center bookstore, along with the album is there too. And it's also at New Beginnings Christian Center, Pastor Braxton. You can get it at their bookstore as well. So hopefully pretty soon here we'll have it on Kindle and Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and all of those. Takes a couple weeks for it to get into the system
right,
because it just released. But it's available everywhere. Just go to HarderHuntPublishing.com or you can go to FarronJ.com and it'll direct you to that website as well.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. There's something that I wanted to talk about with you. You actually had the opportunity to have, not too many artists can get people to back them, their projects or whatever they're working on at that time. I'm going to let you introduce who you had back you. But how did that all come to play just for somebody that's saying, hey, I'm looking for people to, you know, get behind my music financially? What are some areas that you can kind of let them know what they should do in those areas?
I think first, let me think through that question, because there's so many factors playing.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You know, it's like you first gotta believe in what you do. You know,
because
if you don't believe in what you do, then how are you gonna convince somebody else that you're doing great things? You know, and
right.
So and you show that by faithfulness. You know, and out of that you see fruit.
Right.
And I believe some of the people who have invested into the project have seen the fruit first. And we're able to say, you know what, this is something we've seen actually what comes out of this woman. We've seen her walk through some very challenging situations and come out on the other side, you know, just stronger and mightier. And I think, you know, with that, you just got to kind of be, you know, you just got to be confident in what God has called you to do. 8 years ago, do I think someone would have invested like I've been invested in? I don't think so, because
right.
I was still trying to figure out who I was and trying to find my way, you know. But now there's this mission, you know, it's very clear for me what God's called me to do. And, you know, regardless of what the naysayers say, you know, because I've heard 100,000 no's, trust me.
Yeah.
But I do know that one yes from God can just absolutely wipe out all
one
the no's
word.
That I've ever heard in my life, you know, whether sings too low or her, you know, I mean, even, you know, people that you value their opinion, you know, have said things that could potentially have caused me to quit, you know, but I just say, you know what, God didn't give me this sound just for it to just be sitting in the back.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about it and I'm going to figure out what that is, you know, and so how I do that is I just keep serving him with it. And as I continue to serve him with it, he will begin to reveal to me who's going to hear it, who it will touch, you know, and
that's
every
good.
Day I'm getting messages, emails, texts, you know, oh my gosh, I gave your book as a gift to a friend and she just cried. And she, you know, can you sign her book for her? Or, you know, her testimony is very similar to yours. You just helped her get, you know, gave her a little bit more encouragement to keep going.
Yeah.
And so if it's just one person I touch, you know, praise God, because who knows what that one person can go to. You know, it's the multiplication factor that God knows how to put into things. And so, you know, one person can touch 100 people.
Yeah.
You know, those 100 people can go out and touch, you know, 100,000 people. Who knows, you
mm-hmm.
know? But if I just be obedient to what God called me to do, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to do a lot more than what I can even think or imagine. So.
Man, that's awesome. So who are some of the sponsors that are pushing your project?
I know Sean Alexander really, really was a big push, especially for my first project as well. Of course, Casey and Wendy really, really, really helped. not just, you know, just with their gracious words, you know, but they show it, you know, and how they give towards me. I've had a few people, I don't know, they'd rather remain anonymous.
Yeah.
But Chris and Deb have definitely been, you know, great investors. They've really poured into me, you know. And then, of course, I've had to sow my own seed, too, you know, into it. And, you know, that you're supposed to do that, you know,
right.
When it comes to, you know, because when it comes to music, you don't just want just anything. You know, you want excellence and you want to be able to produce excellence. And so for me, if I wasn't able to get excellence, then I wait until I got enough money to do what I needed to do, you know, and then I did it. And so, it's just some great things. Now, I am going to Nashville. We're going to talk about that a little bit, or is that a different
segment? Go ahead, tell them.
So
I'm going to Nashville.
I'm excited because, you know, I'm going to be around some awesome, you know, people, and, you know, I get to go to the Stellar Awards, and it's Love
Praise
Noise
God.
Entertainment puts on the pre-performances for the Stellar, and so I was invited down to come down.
Wow.
And so I'll be singing with, Dream Girls Gatherings with Melinda Watts and Lisa McClendon, James Fortune, Sean Scales, which is Lisa McClendon's artist. I forget the name of her record label, Blue Soul Entertainment, I believe. And her artist, Sean Scales, is also going, I'm doing an East Coast tour as well. And he's going to be opening up some spots for me down there. But I'm just very excited because I get to be around people that, you know, nowadays I listen to their music and I totally, like, they just take me to the throne room, like, right now when I listen to them, like, Ty Tribbett and Dietrich Haddon and, you know, all these different people. So to be invited, first of all, you know, and I believe that there are so many people that probably felt like they should have been invited, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just an honor just to get to go down and share just what God has given me, you know. And then I know that He's going to do whatever that purpose is that I'm supposed to, you know, why I'm going, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing when I get down there, you know. And I believe that, you know, there are no coincidences, and that everything has a divine appointment, you know. And I believe that this is the season for me to, you know, now just really, really let go of any insecurity or fear about anything, you know, that I step my hands and feet into doing, and to just go all out,
yeah,
you know, and just in rep Christ to the best of my ability, you know, and with all that.
So you got a song that you we're gonna play right now called So Sweet. Just give them a little bit of you know, a little bit of information about that song.
It's a love song to my God. I'm like, you know, if secular people can write love songs, you know, I can write a love song to my God as well. And so it's just really expressing who God is to me, you know, in an intimate way, intimacy. Yeah. Did I say that right? I don't know. Don't laugh at me, Tasha, on the line.
Nah, that's good. Let's check that song out. So Sweet by Fearon on Yada That King Radio.
So sweet to me. So sweet. Sweet like raisins kissed by the sun. Like honey on my tongue. There's no doubt you got my heart wrapped up. I've never felt a love like this before. It's taking me over.
So sweet.
Oh, your love is so sweet to me.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Sweet like raisins kissed by the sun. Like honey on my tongue.
If I'm dreaming, please don't wake me. I surrender to this feeling. So sweet like candy.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Sweet like raisins kissed by the sun.
Ooh, yeah.
Like honey on my tongue.
This kind of love just don't pass my way. So I'm not gonna let it slip away. Take it all, my love.
sweet,
so sweet.
Sweet like raisins kissed by the sun.
Ooh, yeah.
Like honey on my tongue. So sweet.
Lord, I love you.
To me.
So sweet to me.
So sweet.
Award-winning playwright, you take your time until you're satisfied.
You see right through me.
You tear down my walls, my impersonations.
You work on me
in spite of all my imperfections.
Oh, 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 oh.
All that I need is your love.
Oh, 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 oh.
You shower me with grace from above.
Oh, 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 oh.
See everything.
That was Michelle Bonilla. Song is called Your Show. And for those wondering and saying, hey, is this Don Christian's show? Is this, you know, is this anybody else's show? No, this is God's show. So you know how we do it. That's why we yada the king, because it's all glory going back to him, man. And we're going to hop on the topic. First of all, shout out to the homie T. White. He gave us the topic. If you got a topic that you want us to talk about, you can hit us on Facebook at yada the king. Or hit us up on Twitter at yada.king and just say, hey, man, I want you guys to talk about this. We'll talk about it. I mean, every show pretty much, I get the topic the day of, you know, and say, hey, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. Sometimes I might get a whole bunch of topics. Sometimes I might just get one. But today's topic was selective Christianity. And what we mean by that is people picking and choosing certain scriptures and saying, hey, I'm going to run with this.
And then the other ones, they're like, you can keep that one to yourself. I don't know if you was really meaning that, or was this something that you were, what should we do about that? Should we go with certain scriptures, or should we go with the whole word of God? I'm gonna let Farron rock on this right here. Farron and DJ Kingdom
right
7.
Like,
you know, y'all got an answer, man.
I mean, you have to go with God's word, you know, and by faith you either gonna believe it or not. And so it's you can't have your toe in the water and only take it out, you know, when it's comfortable. You know, there's going to be things in God's word that's going to challenge you, and you are not going to like it. There are going to be things in God's word that will expose you, that will reveal. But all of it, if it's truth, it's going to build you and make you a better person.
Yeah.
And naturally, just human-wise, we tend to run when situations get thick, or, you know, tend to withdraw or try to go a different direction or find a smoother way to get to things. But how many know it's just like when you're exercising and working out and try to reshape your body, you know,
yeah.
It's gonna take some work. And so, you know, again, just with me growing up, you know, one of the scriptures that, you know, as growing up Church of Christ, the scripture that they used to use to explain why we didn't have instruments as a church is that we were adding to the word. And that we're not to do that, you know. And I would just hear the preacher talk about that, but I never looked the scripture up for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes we are so, it's so easy to hear someone tell us what we shouldn't be doing or what's right, you know. But if you are connected with the Holy Spirit, you know, He's going to reveal and give you a revelation knowledge like none before, you know, when it comes to God's word. Because we can all look at the same scripture and it speak to us specifically about something that we're dealing with. So I believe that you either take all the word or not. You know, it's just this no in between. It's either hot or cold. And that's kind of my stand on it.
Man, that's what's up. DJ Kingdom 7, tell them what you think about this. Is it okay? You know, should we only pick certain scriptures? Or, you know, even for somebody that's first coming in, they're obviously not going to understand everything. But how do you feel about that?
Well, basically, I feel, you know, God gave us 66 books of the Bible. And since He gave us those 66 books, everything in it is supposed to train us, to better equip us to do the ministry, and as well as build us up, you know. So when you're coming in as a babe of Christ, sometimes, you know, the pastor be giving you meat, and that's why I was talking about the mentorship. So you can get with somebody on a level that they can understand where you're at and build you up to where you need to be, you know. And but the main thing is we need the whole Bible and all the scriptures. They're here to rebuke sometime, to get us to get that flesh out of the way, to encourage us, and just like all the disciples, they had their own things that they had to deal with, and God just kept giving them the word until they got on the track to say, okay, God, this is the way it needs to be done, and we're gonna live for you.
Yeah.
So we need all the verses of the scriptures. We shouldn't just take pieces here and pieces there. It's almost like being lukewarm.
Yeah.
You know, God don't like us if we lukewarm and spew us out. So we take it all, even if we don't like it, or if we do like it, we know in the end, you know, we can come out like gold.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say this, you know, when you first get saved, it might be a time where you're not understanding certain scriptures. I'm not saying that, you know, you don't accept it. I mean, for some people right now, even that might have been saved for a couple of years, reading like the book of Leviticus might be tough. You'd be like, ah, man, let me go to Joshua. There was at least fighting, you know what I'm saying? They was doing something. But, you know, it's very important to understand that the whole word of God is what we call it. And that's the word of God. Each word that He says is important, as a scripture that we hear so much. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And the reason why they even put that in the word of God is because some people were like, hey, I'm not feeling this part of the Bible right here. You know, it doesn't make sense to my life. It's not being applicable to what I'm going through right now. But we got to remember that all scripture is useful for even today. And the thing about God's word, it is living and active. That means that, you know, one time you might read something and you might not even understand it, but the next time, as you've matured in Christ, it's going to say, hey, oh man, that's what that scripture meant. Wow. You know, it's going to hit you upside the head. And those are just some things that we got to look at. And I'll say this, it's very important that we do not pick and choose scriptures, because when we do that, what we're doing is we're making our own religion. Really, we see a lot of different people under the thing called religion that take bits and parts of the scriptures and use them to their advantage, but they don't, you know, keep the whole word of God. And what happens is people fall into cults. They fall into, you know, different things that really later on down the line, it can hinder them. So it's very important that you rightly divide the word of truth, that you make sure that you're getting the full truth. And that's the word of God, man. And you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to stay in your word. Another scripture that I want to read real quick is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. It's our job to be in the word of God so that we can say, hey, this somebody came up with something and that's not lining up with the word. If we don't know it, if we're not studying our word, then we're not going to have no clue. We're just going to be like, oh, it's cool, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor. You know, and that's the dangers of not staying in your word. So that's what it is. That was the topic of the day. We're going to go into some more music, man. I might have a whole show where I'm just going to spin music, man. You know, DJ Kingdom 7 was like, yo, go ahead, man. Get it in. So look, we're going to go to this song by the homie Brinson. Song is called Breaking Down. You know, sometimes we feel like we're going to break down, but God is always with us. Myself. He's going to keep us and be with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's get it in.
I can just see myself breaking down.
Delivered, I shivered, cause I thought that dream was real. Short breaths was taken, sweaty hands were shaking. Ashes from you devastating, I would've been breaking.
Yeah.
invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yada Da King Radio.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog
from
Yada Da King Radio. Yo, check this out. Yada Da King just partnered up with the Crunk for Christ family.
Our show will premiere November 1st, 2010.
You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Don't miss the launch of
Yada Da King Radio
with banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life.
For more information, go to crunkforchristradio.com. You heard me?
You know what it is. 2011's quickly approaching.
Quickly.
And it's going to be my year again.
Yes.
And I had to play the KJO family joint my year. Especially since I had my man from Virginia come in. You know, he was talking about KJO. Farron talking about KJO. So KJO, man, I'm trying to get you on the show too. So if you hear this, you know what I'm saying, we're going to work it. You know, you actually had my guy Frog hand out some flyers and all that, you know, to get you on the show. So we still trying to, you know, we still trying to work that out. So
right.
That's what's up. But check it out, man. This is the time in the show where I want you to just tell the people where they can hear you, how they can get your album, you know what I'm saying, what's coming up next. Let them know what's good.
All right. Well, you can get me at farronj.com. You could also get me at Christ Who Enters Productions as well. You can pick the book and the album up at Christian Faith Center Bookstore, New Beginnings Christian Center Bookstore, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, any digital place out there. Definitely you can pick up the album. I do want to share that the producers of 700 Club have contacted me and they're going to do an interview.
Wow.
In regards to the book, so I'll keep you posted on the dates when that show is going to air. And I just want to thank all of my faithful fans and followers, people who have been following just the things that I've been doing, you know, for the past several years, and have been just such an amazing encouragement. So Tasha, Deb, DJ Kingdom 7, aka Chris to me, and just, you know, Anna and Pastor and Casey. Pastor Casey and Wendy Tree, my husband, Ernest Johnson, my kids, Mayana, Ernest, Kiana, Ejane, because at the end of the day, it's really all about them. I'm just setting up the stage so they can run with that baton. Now, you asked me earlier about were any of them athletically inclined. Not as much, but they can sing. You know, I have a couple of them who are just amazing, amazing singers.
Yes.
Or just fall in that creative arts. And so we are working and building and molding and helping them have the right heart and right attitude, you know, because you can just be so fresh with what you have, you know, and then, but not be able, it not be anointed, you know. So I don't want my kids to walk just with the talent, you know, and not be able to inspire and touch people with it. So I'm just going before them and trying to set the stage so they can just take it to the next level. So I just want to say that. And what else, DJ?
Maybe, want to let anybody that want to, any artist or DJ or beat maker or producer that want to collab with Fern, you can hit me up at Kingdom Music, that's with a Q, M-U-S-I-Q 7 at yahoo.com, and we'll see if we can get it in and see what we can do for the new year.
Kingdom Music at yahoo.com, go check that out. And you know, he's a businessman. He said, look, just hit me up. Hit me up. You want to talk, we can get it in. And that's what's up, man. We had a great time with Farron. We want you guys, once again, to go support what she's doing. That's the whole reason that we are here as Yada Da King Radio. We are a platform to promote the gospel in any areas that people are promoting that. We want people to really just go and say, hey, man, I really enjoyed hearing her on the podcast. I enjoyed hearing her testimony and what God has been doing in her life. I got to go get that CD. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So go pick that up. You know what I'm saying? We got people in the live stream that actually chimed in on the topic too, man. They said it's important to be into the word, because without that, or picking certain scriptures, some will manipulate, you know what I'm saying, and basically what happens is now they're in control because they use certain scriptures and not use the fullness of the word of God. And while we were chopping it up in the live stream, we're talking about that even the devil does the same thing. He takes certain scriptures and manipulates them. He'll even use guilt scriptures and say, oh, you're guilty. You're not even saved, really, you know. And that's the importance of knowing our redemption is in Christ. Speaking of redemption, once again, go pick up Farron's book, A View of Redemption. It's her story. You know what I'm saying? When she say my story.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So go pick that up and her book, her album, Life Changing Music. Yes. It's on iTunes for all you digital heads. And you can go to their website, FarronJ.com.
Yeah. And also, too, if you want to purchase the book online, you can go to HunterHeartPublishing.com.
HunterHeartPublishing.com. Any last words y'all got to say?
Yeah, and then probably within the next month or so, her music will be on Best Buy,
okay,
Target, Walmart, also. So if you get online and be looking for her music in those stores, be looking out. It'll be there pretty soon.
Praise God. So yeah, if you go to the store, you don't see Farron's music, you just tell them, hey, look, man, I've been looking for her album. I've been waiting for her album. You need to get it in this store. And guess what they'll do? They'll go get it in the store. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm Don Christian. Once again, thanks again for y'all coming in.
Right.
Man, it was a blessing, man. And you know what we do? We Yada the King, man. And we keep it God all day, every day. Merry Christmas to y'all. Let's get out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada the King, Shabak the King, I Yada the King, I Yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada the King, Shabak the King, we Yada the King, we Yada the King.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada Da King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday at 6 p.m.
Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uine-t.com. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I got it, a king. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
Yada the King Radio.